Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, July 21st, and I am reading from the New International Version and the New Living Translation for the book of Ezekiel. As we read together, I pray that we would hear a word from the Lord as we seek to apply His wisdom to our lives. Our first passage comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 6. As God's co-workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For He says, "In the time of my favor, I heard you, and in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. We put no stumbling block in anyone's path so that our ministry will not be discredited. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, hardships and distresses, in beatings, imprisonments and riots, in hard work, sleepless nights and hunger, in purity, understanding, patience, and kindness, in the Holy Spirit, and in sincere love, in truthful speech, and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left, through glory and dishonor, bad report and good report, genuine yet regarded as impostors, known yet regarded as unknown, dying and yet we live on, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, having nothing and yet possessing everything. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians, and opened wide our hearts to you. We are not withholding our affection from you, but you are withholding yours from us. As a fair exchange, I speak as to my children. Open wide your hearts also. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? Or what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Psalm 66. For the director of music, a song, a psalm. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of His name. Make His praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds! So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing the praises of your name. Come and see what God has done, His awesome deeds for mankind. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the waters on foot. Come, let us rejoice in Him. He rules forever by His power. His eyes watch the nations. Let not the rebellious rise up against Him. Praise our God, all peoples. Let the sound of His praise be heard. He has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping. For you, God, tested us. You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. You let people ride over our heads. We went through the fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance. I will come to your temple with burnt offerings and fulfill my vows to you, vows my lips promised and my mouth spoke when I was in trouble. I will sacrifice fat animals to you and an offering of rams. I will offer bulls and goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and has heard my prayer. Praise be to God, who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me. Ezekiel chapter 6. Again, a message came to me from the Lord. Son of man, look over toward the mountains of Israel and prophesy against them. Give the mountains of Israel this message from the sovereign Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to the mountains and hills and to the ravines and valleys. I am about to bring war upon you, and I will destroy your pagan shrines. All your altars will be demolished, and your incense altars will be smashed. I will kill your people in front of your idols. I will lay your corpses in front of your idols and scatter your bones around your altars. Wherever you live, there will be desolation. I will destroy your pagan shrines, your altars, your idols, your incense altars, and all the other religious objects you have made. Then, when the place is littered with corpses, you will know that I am the Lord. But I will let a few of my people escape destruction, and they will be scattered among the nations of the world. Then, when they are exiled among the nations, they will remember me. They will recognize how grieved I am by their unfaithful hearts and lustful eyes that long for other gods. Then, at last, they will hate themselves for all their wickedness. They will know that I alone am the Lord and that I was serious when I predicted that all this would happen to them. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Clap your hands in horror and stamp your feet. Cry out, alas, because of all the evil that the people of Israel have done. Now they are going to die from war and famine and disease. Disease will strike down those who are far away in exile. War will destroy those who are nearby. And anyone who survives will be killed by famine. So at last I will spend my fury on them. When their dead lie scattered among their idols and altars, on every hill and mountain and under every green tree and great oak where they offered incense to their gods, then they will know that I alone am the Lord. I will crush them and make their cities desolate from the wilderness in the south to Riblah in the north. Then they will know that I am the Lord. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together again in Ezekiel today. It's a difficult passage to read that through punishment, the people come to know that God alone is sovereign, that he alone is God over all the earth. I think about the story of the Exodus and how God so wonderfully revealed himself to the people of Israel, and yet how just years later they forget. They have forgotten what God has done for them in that great act of salvation that we were reminded of in Psalm 66, that they stepped into the waters and it dried up so that they could cross the Red Sea and escape the Egyptian army that was coming after them. And then something happens in their hearts, doesn't it? Something happens over time. They lose the story. They forget. As it says in Deuteronomy, you're supposed to talk about the story of God with your children in the morning, in the evening time. It should be the story of our lives, that a sovereign Lord reigns over us, and that all that we have and that all that we are belongs to Him. And yet, like the people of Israel, we forget. We forget that God is sovereign. We forget that our purpose here on earth is not to amass things. It is not to be the most successful. Our purpose is to follow in obedience daily. So as we end today, I want to pray through the alphabet some of the characteristics of God that we find from A to Z. Father, you allow us to call you Abba. You are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. You are an awesome God and almighty. You are before all things, and in you all things were created. You are our Comforter, and you are the God of kindness. You are our Deliverer. You have died, and yet you rose again. You, Lord, are enthroned on high because you are eternal and yet ever present with us. You are faithful. You are our forgiveness. You are a gift and the giver of all good gifts. You are our healer and our hope. You are immortal and you came to be one of us, incarnate in the flesh, in Jesus, our Lord. You are King, you are Lord, you are the Messiah, and you have the name that is above all names. You are the only begotten Son who pardons us from our sins. Lord, you are our reconciliation, and you give us the ministry of reconciliation. You are our salvation, our sin bearer, and our true light. You are unchanging. Lord, you are upright. Yours is the victory. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You were here yesterday, you're here today, and you will be here forever. And let us not forget your zeal for your holy name. May we honor you always for who you are, the sovereign Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.